The leader's open.
What?
The leader's done it.
Okay. Let me turn this setting.
Yes.
Hey, you're listening to BluffCosm.com.
Yes.
I'm Frank Edward Nora, Lord of BluffCosm.
And Peter Litkin.
Lord of...
I don't know what I'm the lord of.
My hat. My hair's going to be...
I don't know what your hat is.
My hair's going to be blowing all around because I don't have my hat on.
Who gives a flying fantasy?
Right, we're going to the swamp to record.
Who knows who the swamp or the creature of the Black Lagoon will get us.
You just heard some great features on BluffCosm.com. Would you recommend people to listen to BluffCosm.com?
Without a doubt.
What do you think of some of the great features? Mini car show? Pretty cool, huh?
The mini car show is a good feature. Another one is the Flint Orwell program.
A lot of great stuff.
Yes.
Anyway, folks, stay tuned. A lot of cool stuff coming up on BluffCosm, and we're going to try to not get lost and get to this swamp.
Fasten your seatbelts.
Woo!
Hey, we went airborne there, man. Slow down. What are you trying to do? Kill us? Yes.
Huh? I keep going.
Keep going, keep going, keep going.
All right, green light. That means go. Right. You're listening to BluffCosm.com. Pete, describe the surroundings that we're in right now. We're driving along.
We are in the very harmonious town of Nutland,
yes.
And we're going past wonderful dealerships in the hardware store and Amico, and it's just a very postcard perfect little town.
I just went through a yellow light.
Ooh. Woo, 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 woo. All right, Mr. Nora, excuse me.
Oh, why can't people drive these days?
This guy almost hit us, man. It's like, what? Excuse me? Like, what's the matter with people? God. I almost got clipped like 2 times within 2 seconds. God.
We're on our way to a swamp to record more great material for BluffCosm.com.
Yes.
How do you feel about this, Pete, that we're going to a swamp?
I feel that we're going to be swamped with wonderful creative ideas.
I can find this swamp.
I'm sure we can.
We're very close to New York City here. It's very hard to find a swamp in the northern suburbs of New Jersey, but I'm going to find one.
But as you know...
Actually, there's a very big swamp called the Meadowlands. That's the one we're going to, but...
Oh!
What the heck is going on here? Describe this scene. What the heck is this?
Slow, traffic officer ahead. Oh, looks like some sort of, like,
flea market.
Or a flea market, huh?
Ah.
Do you like flea markets, Frank?
Yes, I love them. I would go, except we have to work on BluffCosm.com.
You know what I used to think when I used to hear the word flea market when I was a kid?
Yes.
I used to think you got fleas there.
Really?
Like, why would anybody want to go to a flea market? You get fleas.
Why do you think they call it flea market if you don't get fleas there?
Because we will flee to get good value.
That's true. Where's that hat?
Oh no, Frank! Oh my God! The world is saved. He has found his sacred hat.
Yes. All right, so we're now crossing a bridge here on our way to record stuff for BluffCosm.com. As bridges go, how does this one appear to you?
Now wait a minute. Is this the bridge that he had to cross when he went to Brian Cassidy's old house?
He was right over there on the other side of the river.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that bridge was pretty cool. I like the sound it made when your tires went over it.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I'm not sure how to get to this. I have a general idea how to get to this swamp, but I'm not 100% sure.
Denise said it's near some sort of diner.
Yeah.
What's the name of the diner?
I don't know. Now we're just sitting here waiting for the light to change. And why don't you read the prices of the gas for the people in the future?
Oh, yes. This is the year 2000. And for regular, it's $1.45. For plus, it's $1.57. And for supreme, a whopping $1.64.
Yes. And it's year 2000. And let me add that it is April 28th.
Oh, there's a diner. Maybe that's the diner she's referring to?
Diner.
Okay.
Now we're heading into the town of Lyndhurst.
But they're saying that hopefully by the summer, the price of the fuel should go down tremendously.
Wasn't this a town that the Hindenburg crashed in, I think? The Lyndhurst? Was this it? Or?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm thinking like Hindenburg. I thought it was somewhere around here.
That I couldn't tell you.
It's a really nice day out today here for BluffCosm.com, isn't it? It's beautiful sunshine.
It's picture perfect.
Perfect day.
And it's 65 degrees. Unlike the last day we did BluffCosm.com, it was kind of rainy and overcast and windy and just really kind of nasty. It's a nice change, I should say.
I guess you turn it off for now.
Here we go. We're turning it off.
Fun.